This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As mentioned in our last visit, though hindered from reaching some regions, there was no indication this kept him from pressing on with his mission. Eventually, he landed in Troas. One night, on the shore of the Aegean Sea, he was asking God for direction. He didn't have to wait long. Suddenly, he had a vision of a man from Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us," Acts 16:9. That was all he needed. The next morning, he and his teammates left immediately. They were joined by Dr. Luke, who wrote the book of Acts and the Gospel of Luke. He traveled with Paul as his personal physician for most of the rest of Paul's life. Luke humbly introduced his joining the team in verse 10. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Could this addition to Paul's team have been a reason for God's ordained delay that we considered in a recent study? When they landed in the easternmost part of Europe, they went to Philippi and started by seeking a place to pray. When they didn't find a synagogue, they looked for a river where they found a group of women praying. They joined them, and God began to draw people to himself. Lydia, a dealer of purple cloth from Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God, was first. God opened her heart, and she responded with members of her household, and they were all baptized. A small beginning to a big step forward. God-ordained delays opened the door to Europe.